Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 10th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is trivial, spelled T-R-I-V-I-A-L. Trivial is an adjective that means of little worth or importance. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Benjamin Mullen and Katie Robertson. Urged on by co-founders Jim VandeHei and John Harris to win the morning, Politico's reporters and editors covered Washington high and low, devoting space in their influential email letters to presidential campaigns and more trivial details like birthdays of prominent local figures. When English speakers adopted the word trivial from the Latin word trivialis in the 16th century, they used it to mean just what its Latin ancestor meant, found everywhere, commonplace. But the source of trivialis is about something more specific. Trivium, from tri, meaning three, and via, meaning way, meant crossroads, place where three roads meet. The link between the two presumably has to do with the commonplace sorts of things a person is likely to encounter at a busy crossroads. Today, the English word typically describes something barely worth mentioning. Such judgments are, of course, subjective. Feel free to mention this bit of trivia to anyone and everyone who crosses your path. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.